This podcast is sponsored by ValleyGivesBack.org. The best gift builds a better tomorrow. Name a Valley nonprofit in your estate plan and create a legacy that tells future generations what matter to you. Making a gift that costs nothing during your lifetime is easy and revocable if things change. With a planned gift, you have the power to impact the Valley forever without affecting your current lifestyle. Your action will inspire others to make a difference in their own way. Remember the Valley. Ask your accountant, financial planner, or attorney about planned giving options. Plan now. Give later. Impact tomorrow. Learn more at valleygivesback.org.
For hundreds of years, we brought you the news. Printed the info, we gave you the clues. We're always sky high. Changing market now threatens our lives. Post-literation, critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding.
Hey everybody, welcome to Navel Gazing, the Valley Indies Weekly Podcast. My name is Eugene Driscoll. You can follow the Valley Indie on Twitter at Valley Indie or on Facebook.com/Valley Independent Sentinel or get all your news out of Valley Independent Sentinel. org. Today, my guest is Mark Garofalo. He is organizing or host of, or I'll let him explain, this weekend, a holiday spectacular musical show fundraiser. It's happening at Shelton Intermediate School, Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m., Saturday, December 7th at 7 p.m., Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m. It benefits a number of nonprofit entities here in the Valley, including the food bank at St. Vincent de Paul, on Roosevelt Drive in Derby, Teams Meals on Wheels, another Derby-based organization, and Adams House over in Shelton. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, sorry, we tried taping a second ago, and of course, this is Mark's first appearance on the podcast, and I had technical problems. So I have failed you already, Mark. I apologize.
Never fail. We'll just readjust. No problems.
Yeah, I do appreciate your patience, but I'm excited. You know, I just got done putting together a list of things to do, holiday-related things to do this weekend in the Valley. First, I thought I could do the whole month of December, but that would take me the next 3 days. I just did Saturday, Sunday, and there are at least a dozen things happening, including your event. So tell me, why should people go? What are they going to see and do and all that? Turn it to Mark the promoter.
There you go. Well, this is our second annual Holiday Spectacular. It's a musical show with all local talent, all folks that are volunteering their great talent to benefit three very worthy organizations, St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Shop and Food Bank in Derby, the Teams Meals on Wheels, and Adams House in Shelton. So three very diverse organizations, but the theme of our show is, you know, nurturing body and soul from cradle to grave. Adams House deals with kids who have loss in their life of a parent or a sibling and so forth, and they provide free counseling to people at their headquarters on Corm Avenue in Shelton. And as you know, St. Vincent de Paul has the food bank that feeds many people throughout the Valley. In fact, this past year, they distributed 139,000 pounds of food. And then the Meals on Wheels program from Team Incorporated, they serve 250 elderly in the last year alone, and that equated to about 40,000 meals. So they're based in Derby, but they serve the whole Valley and Milford as well.
Yeah, it's really incredible what these organizations do. And I know Adams House, I've had them on the past couple of years on the Great Give, which is done every May, where we have all the nonprofits come in and people can donate to them. Adams House is just very impressive, relatively new nonprofit in Shelton. But the work they do there in terms of counseling and helping kids cope with loss is tremendous.
Definitely. They do a fabulous job. They have a training program for volunteers, and they're very inspirational in the work that they do and the way they go about it. So it's exciting to be able to get people in the holiday spirit. We know that there's one less weekend between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, so it's we're under the gun, and there are many, many opportunities. We know people have a lot of choices this weekend to celebrate the holiday, but this opportunity is a unique opportunity for everybody to come to Shelton Intermediate School. We have great performers, local performers, including 16 members of the Shelton High School Drama Club, under the direction of Fiona Bryson and Casey Keacox, as well as with their advisor, Joe Sedlock, who will be performing. We have Gary Harger, who is the director of music at St. Lawrence Church in Shelton. We have the John Carraro, who is a great and talented singer and financial planner, who will be there as well.
Is he going to be doing some financial planning? I need some help in that area, as you might guess.
Yeah, maybe, to get you in the holiday spirit. the end of the year tax deductions. Also, Sarah Wadomski, who is director of music at St. Margaret Mary's Church in Shelton, will be performing. And then we have the Connecticut Symphonic Winds as a symphony orchestra. They'll be there on Saturday.
Oh, wow, it's a packed bill, huh?
Yes, indeed. So we're very excited about we're having fun. So it'll get people in the spirit, maybe a few tears, a few laughs, and some audience participation and sing-along and all kinds of surprises.
And as I'm talking to you, it's about 11 a.m. on Thursday, I think, December 5th. And so tickets right now are still available online?
They are online. You could get them by going to the St. Vincent de Paul of the Valley at homestead.net.
I have it right here, actually. It says SVDP Valley, svdpvalley.com. Is that one of the locations?
Oh, .com. Excuse me. You're right. It's a new thing, so I forgot the old one. But you could get them online. You could also get them by going to Caring Guerrero Real Estate on 59 Old Shelton Road in Shelton, or you could call 203-925-0058, or you could just come to the door. The tickets are $20 per person and $10 for kids. And we ask people to bring non-perishable food items, because we're collecting food. We collected a lot of food last year. There'll be a 50-50 raffle. And it'll be a nice evening for the whole family to come, an affordable evening for the family, and to contribute to a great cause.
And Mark, do you act as the MC? Do you perform yourself? How does that work?
Yes, I will be the MC, so I will be keep the show moving. And we have a few surprises in that. We can't divulge all of the secrets, otherwise nobody will come to the show.
Oh, really? Some surprises. Okay. I can't even see. I usually deal with Mark in his day job capacity, so this is new for me. But I know you're a musical talent. I think the Post did a story a couple of years ago calling you the singing town clerk or the register. Is that right? Or am I imagining that?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
So when did you, and I know, I think I had you on The Great Give a couple of years ago, and my impression was that you don't exactly like talking about yourself too much, but
no.
I'm going to force you to. You like to talk about issues and actions and things like that. But in terms of your musical ability, your talent, where does it come from and when did it start? And growing up in the Valley, where did you put it to use? Like what venues or programs or schools did?
Well, the truth is I owe it really to my father, who was always in search of a good deal and a good tag sale. So in his travels as a state police officer, ran across a tag sale one day, and all of a sudden he came home with an electronic organ. Not that anybody in the family played, but he decided it was a good idea or a good deal, so he brought it home. And after my mother yelled at him, they called Bill Dargan, who was from Shelton, who was the organist at our church in St. Jude's in Derby. And I was 8, and I started, I studied organ for 6 or 8 years under Bill's direction. Yeah. So
Now, do you remember the organ? Do you remember your dad coming home with the organ? Was it like, was the instrument, did it have that much of an impact on you that you knew that was something you wanted to do, or did it just sort of grow gradually?
It was actually in the back, of his trunk. So it was just kind of, it was not unusual for him to bring stuff home.
That's what he was known to do. He would just show up with stuff.
He was a collector of fine collectibles. So, and then, you know, they put it in the living room and I started taking lessons, and it proved through the years to be a very successful way for me to practice after dinner, and it got me out of doing the dishes. So it was always a good excuse.
And then the fact that you're involved in a lot of things in the community. I mean, City Hall in Derby, where you're the town city clerk, that your day job does a monthly collection for St. Vincent de Paul. Did that come from your parents too? Were they the type of people who were always involved in the community, whether it be through church or other civic organizations?
Yes, yeah, definitely involved in church and other activities. Just through the years, especially my father and my mother were in charge of CYO, which was like for high school kids, way before we were even involved at church. My mother was always involved in PTA, and my father was a coach of boys and girls sports for many years, you know, growing up, and was in a official at the football and baseball and basketball and softball. So community involvement, and my grandparents too. So we, you know, community involvement is just something that we observed. So nobody told us we had to do it. We just learned by their great example.
And then in terms of organizing something like this, a holiday spectacular, which is happening Friday, December 6th, 7 p.m., Saturday, December 7th at 7 p.m., and then Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m. at Shelton Intermediate School, Mark and a whole bunch of other people. How much work is it to organize this, and who helps with the logistics? Or is it you just slap your face on a flyer and boom, people show up?
Not quite. Nothing happens by accident, for sure. And we have great committee that is working very hard, and you know, we've been working, you know, pretty much through the year, you know, organizing the I get the performers, and it's, you know, you're asking people to volunteer for the three nights, and sometimes that's, you know, it's a big commitment to ask, especially during one of the busiest times of the year. So we're very grateful to all of the volunteers, especially the kids and the musicians. So it's a great opportunity for everybody. And Raina Salam is basically the chair of everything that happens off the stage from Shelton. She's involved with St. Vincent de Paul and her own church and parish nurse program as well. So she has been doing a lot of great work on the other aspects of the you know, putting together the show. So it's a big effort, but we feel it's for great worthy causes, and we're happy to keep promoting it.
And then just my last question, and then I'll let you go, because I assume you have a ton of work to do over the next couple of days, both day job and this, but have you had rehearsals yet with that many people involved, or is this people rehearse on their own and then it all comes together during these performances? How does that work?
Well, the band rehearses on their own, the kids have their own rehearsal schedule because of their things, and then, you know, we met with the other performers and have, you know, just to organize the program, and so we're not duplicating songs and coordinating the dialogue, and you know, we love to talk about the organizations that will benefit, Team Meals on Wheels, Adam's House, and the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank. So, you know, it's a lot of phone calls and a lot of organizing, but I enjoy it, and I know that there's so much talent here in the Valley, so it's nice to be able to, you know, show that off to people. And last year, everybody had a really great time. So we hope that people will come out. It's a nice, easy night. Not, you know, you'll be out by 9 o'clock or by 4 o'clock on Sunday. So it's not more than a couple hours. We have a little intermission break, and we want it to be fun, and we want to get people in the spirit. So that's what it's all about.
All right, Mark. Well, I want to thank you for coming on this podcast with really no notice. I had messaged Mark and said, hey, you want to come on? And he said yes. And so there it is, and we did it. And I'm grateful for that. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and to you in the Valley Independent Sentinel, it's one and the same. But thank you for your support.
Still getting used to that.
So thank you so much for all your support of all these community activities. It's a really great asset to have your site as a way to communicate in an age where, you know, it's difficult to get the message out. So thank
definitely.
You for that.
Yeah, it definitely is difficult. I wasn't saying we're definitely good at it, but yeah, it is tougher and tougher as everything is more unstructured. But all right, Mark, thanks for your time.
All right, we wish everybody a happy holiday season and hope to see you at the show.
The news. Printed the info, we gave you the clue.